我们来思想他的慈爱
We meditate his love
和他在我们身上的恩惠
And then the mercy he had on us
刚刚大宝弟兄写的这首诗歌也是我最近这段时间特别喜欢的一首诗歌
The song Brother 大宝 I picked That's the one I like very much recently
这首诗歌里头讲到偶像
And then this song it talk about the idols
讲到我们的主
And then also talk about our Lord.
我们知道这里他的诗歌里头所讲到偶像，他不仅讲到那具体的偶像。
The idols mentioned here is not only the detail.
说到那镀过金、镀过银的偶像。
And also it says those who has turning gold and silver.
是人手所造的。
And then that's all made by man.
我相信在我们弟兄姐妹蒙恩的时候，我们都知道，我们也都已经弃绝那些的偶像。
When we were saved, we all know we forsake all those idols.
但这偶像他也讲到一个广义的偶像
And then also this idol is in general speaking
也包括那我们所看不见的
And then also include those one who's invisible
就是任何的人事物把我们的心给吸引了
Also all the things and the people who capture our hearts
把我们对主的爱给夺去了
And take away the love of and towards God
那些都是在这个偶像的范围里头
They're all included in those idols
那诗歌告诉我们说，并不是灰心失望，或是别人的劝勉呢，能够叫我们来脱离这偶像的吸引。
The song told is not because of the discouragement or other people's persuasions, and then we can be come back. I forgot. Sorry.
Forsake.
Oh, we forsake all those.
而是那无价之宝的显现。
But it's the priceless who appear to us.
千万人中是第一人那柔美的主的显现
It was the beauty of the Lord appear to us
我们知道当彼得他软弱失败跌倒之后
When Peter fell
他在一个非常艰困的环境里头
In a terrible situation
他就与他的同伴呢到海边去打鱼去了
He went fishing with his companions
他如何从那软弱里头呢被主带回来呢
How did he turn back to Lord?
我们看见就是那复活荣美的主耶稣来向彼得显现
We know it was the revelated Lord and then his beauty and then appeared to Lord, to Peter
当主向彼得显现的时候
When Lord appeared to Peter
主就三次问彼得说你爱我比这些更深吗
Lord asked Peter, do you love me? And then, do you love me more than this? He asked Peter three times
当主向彼得这样的显现之后
After Lord appeared him to Peter
我们看见彼得整个人变了
we see Peter changed
他从那 自傲自怜自毁的里头被主的爱给带回来
From the pride and the self-pitiful person and then came back to Lord
因着看见那千万人中第一人向他显现
Because
他整个心被主转回来
Because the fairest of 10,000, which is Lord, appeared to Lord, and his heart turned back to Lord.
我们看见彼得成为一个跟随主的人。
And we see Peter as the follower of the Lord.
他一生跟随主。
He followed the Lord in his whole life.
只跟随到他自己的十字架下。
Until he took his own cross.
所以我们看见这件事情是非常重要的。
And we see this is very important.
我们需要主来开我们的眼睛。
We need Lord open our eyes.
让我们从另一头来看见我们的主
Let us to see him from the other end
来遇见我们的主
To meet him
来听见我们的主
To hear his words
我们才有可能从这夺去我们心的这些偶像呢能够这些偶像来脱离
And then we can depart from the idols with our hearts
我这个礼拜当中有机会上网听了弟兄姐妹们上周的那个交通聚会
I had a chance to get online to hear our fellowship meeting last Sunday
我听到在当某弟兄姐妹当中有许多弟兄姐妹在上个礼拜能够为主做见证
And then I heard the brothers and sisters at Dumbo we testified for the Lord
我记得我们副弟兄他是用希伯来书里头来劝勉弟兄姐妹我们要有一颗勇敢的心来跟随我们的主
I remember Brother Fu from the book of Hebrews he encourages to have the courage to be courageous
鼓励我们不要退后
and to encourage us not fall back
然后接着听到弟兄姐妹在不同的情况环境里头呢为主做美好的见证
And then I heard other brothers and sisters and they testified for Lord
那我就想到在希伯来书十二章那里有一段话
And then I remember in Hebrews chapter 12, there is an
在我们一同来读在书第十二章第一第二节
chapter 12 verse 1 and 2
第二节我们就读前半节就好好我先读我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前面的路程仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
我们知道这一段的经文是接着希伯来书第十一章所写的。
We know this chapter, of course, is followed chapter.
在希伯来书第十一章那边，让我们看见许多见证人像云一样。
In chapter 11, it tells so many people testify, and they are like the clouds.
这些人因着信，他们得到美好的证据。
Because of their faith, they receive such testimony.
从亚伯开始，这段圣经就记载了古人许多的在圣经当中许多古人的见证。
Start from Abel, and there are testimonies from those heroes.
今天我们当然不一一的来说他们。
Now we're not list all of them.
但是我们看见，实在是有许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
But we see those. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness.
我想到当五旬节教会诞生的时候。
When I think when the church is established at the Pentecost.
我们看见从那时候开始，在教会里头也有许许多多的见证人，如同云彩一样。
From them on, there are so many testimony surround us.
有第一位为主殉道的斯提凡。
And there is the first martyred, which is Stephen.
后来有雅各，有彼。
And then Jake and James and Peter.
还有许许多多主的门徒们。
And then all the many disciples of the Lord.
他们都像那云彩的见证人一样围绕我们。
They're like the clouds of witness and surrounded us.
激励我们。
Encourage us.
那我也想到在教会开始到我们今天这2000年的教会历史当中
And through the 2000 history of church
也有许许多多的见证人如同云彩围绕我们
There are so many witness of like clouds surround us
我最近我读到一些在19世纪末在中国服侍主的一些弟兄姐妹们的见证。
I recently read the testimony from the end of 19th century who Burnham sister who served in China.
他们这些弟兄姐妹都是从从世界各国，他们蒙主的呼召到中国去服侍主。
Those Burnham sisters, they are from all of the world. They went to China to serve.
我们知道，在中国历史当中，19世纪末的一次的犬匪之乱。
We know that in the end of the 19th century in China, there is the Boxer incident.
在那个犬匪之乱当中，有许多的基督徒遭到迫害。
In this Boxer incident, so many Christians were persecuted.
甚至被杀害。
And even they were killed.
那我读到这些见证，就是这些西国的宣教士们在中国在犬匪之乱当中。为主殉道，他们最后的遗书和遗言。
When I read their last words or what they say before they were persecuted.
从他们的见证里头，实在让我们看到基督实在是他们所仰慕的那一位。
From their testimony, I know the Lord is the one who they are looked upon.
他们不仅答应主的呼召。从他们所舒适的生活环境里头离开。
They're not only answered the call for the Lord, and then they departed the comfortable life they have.
他们到一个非穷困的环境，一个完全不同的文化语言的环境，在那里来主耶稣。
And then they went to a place, and then they share gospel.
到个地步，他们被这些他们所爱的这些中国人。所杀害
until to the point that they were killed by Chinese which is they loved so much
有许多的弟兄姐妹
there are so many brothers and sisters
也包括宣教士的孩子们
include their children
但是感谢赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
他们知道他们所仰望的是谁。
They know who they are look upon.
当他们在那里，在受难的前一天，前 一点点时间的时候，写信给他们所爱的在远方的家人。
The day before they were persecuted, and then they wrote a letter to their family.
在他们遗言当中，他们在那里同做一个见证。
In their writing, they testify. They have the same testimony.
就是他们所见证的那一位是配的。
And then is the one who they testify is worthy.
他们当中许多人都说了，最后说这样的话，愿主成就。
And so many of them they wrote, may the will of God be accomplished.
他们乃是用他们的鲜血，用他们的生命，在中国为主做了这美好的见证。
They testify the Lord used their life by their life.
我相信在他们心目中，就是这一位千万人中的第一人的吸引。
I know in their hearts they were attracted by the beauty of the Lord.
他们知道我们的主是配。
And they know our Lord is worthy.
配得他们用性命来见证。
Our Lord is worthy for their lives to testify Him.
所以我就想，后来我就想到上个礼拜弟兄姐妹在这里也做见证。
And then, so I remember the last week the testimony from our brothers and sisters.
就像这段经文所说，我们有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
And like the Bible says, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness.
我们就当放下各样的重担。
Let us throw off everything that hinders us.
这些各样的重担是什么呢？
What is everything that hinders us?
这些不是一些不正当的一些罪。恶的事情，不是一些不正当的罪恶。
Oh, this is not called sin.
很多事情，这些所谓的呢，可能都是啊，我们认为说我们在生活当中所需要的。
Sometimes those burdens is what we need in our daily life.
为什么神的话说他们是重担呢？
And why God says this is our burden?
是因为他会妨碍我们来奔这条道路。
Because it will hinder us and to pursue for the Lord.
这条跟随主的道路。
And it will hinder us. It will be our obstacles.
任何这些会拦阻我们的都成为重担。
Everything that hinders us will become our burden.
叫我们不能快跑来跟随主。
That we cannot run for our race.
所以保罗就做这样的见证。
So that Paul testified.
他说：“我看万事如同粪土。
And I will regard everything as garbage.
保罗知道他乃是在跑一条路。
Because Paul knows and he was run a race.
在跑这条道路的时候呢
？When he ran for this race.
有任何事情。”成为他的重担，拦阻他来跟随主，快跑跟随主。
And if it's everything that hinders him to run after the Lord,
他愿意把他放下。
And he will throw it.
这边还说到脱去容易缠累我们的。
And then also it says, so let us just to set aside everything who is entangled us.
这边容易缠累我们的罪呢？本年长弟兄告诉我们，这个罪呢，主要他讲到一件事情。
Our elder brother tells us this thing is particular talk about one thing.
我知道我们弟兄姐妹在生活当中，我们常常在一些的罪恶里头，我们在那里挣扎。
And we know, brothers and sisters, sometimes we are struggling in a sin.
在这里特别讲到那个缠累我们的罪呢，缠累我们奔跑这条道路、属天道路的罪呢，它讲到一个不幸的恶心。
And here talk about the thing is our wrecked heart.
就是我们不幸。
We don't believe.
我们虽然信了主，
even we believed in Lord.
但在我们跟随主的道路上面，我们常常还有怀疑。
But on our path, we doubt.
我们里头还有不信的心。
And then we have this heart which is we don't believe in.
不信的心啊，不信的罪呢，就给了我们，叫我们不能够奔跑。摆在我们前面的路程。
The thing that which is unfaithful will entangle us, so we will not run the race.
那我们怎么样脱去这些重担？怎么样脱去这缠累我们的不幸的罪呢？
How do we set apart from those sin?
第二节一开头主给我们指明了一条路。
In the beginning of second verse, Lord gave us a way.
主的话说要仰望为我们信心。创始成终的耶稣。
Lord says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith."
所以姐妹，英文的翻译很好。这个信心创始呢，就是他是我们在我们身上，他是那个开始写这个信心的那位作者。
And then the English version is better because he is the author that it writes the faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们还记得我们蒙恩的过程。
Do we remember how did we save?
当弟兄姐妹向我们传福音的时候。
When sisters share God's.
向我们传主耶稣的时候。
When he shared our Lord's.
总是啊怀疑信不来。
We always doubt and against him and can't believe.
那突然间呢，我们主耶稣借着圣灵在里头啊，就开始写了。
All of a sudden, and through the Holy Spirit, he start writes on us.
他就把这个信心啊，就写在我们里头。
He start writes the faith within us.
开始呢，同样读圣经、听福音的时候呢，开始能够一点点点能够接受了。
Same way when we read Bible, when we pray, and we can start accept him.
那主就一直写，一直写。
And then the Lord will continue to write.
就把这个信心呢写在我们里头。
And he writes faith within us.
到有一天圣灵的帮助，我们就接受主耶稣做我们的主。
Until the day with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will accept him as our Savior and Lord.
但那个时候呢，这个主在我们里头写的这个信心还没写完。
And at that time, his writing is not finished yet.
所以这边讲到说呢，主也是那成终的，为我们信心成终的那位主。
And then also it says, Lord is the perfecter of our faith.
他在我们里头继续要把新的诗章继续在我们里头写在我们里头。
He will continue write faith within us.
而且他告诉我们，一定要把这信心的诗章在我们里头写完。
And he tells us he will finish the faith.
因为主应许我们，他所开始的善功，他必亲自成全。
Lord promised us the work he started, he will complete.
所以今天我们在我们奔跑跟随主的道路上面，我们会有重担，会有缠累我们的罪。
On our race, we will have burdens, we will have sins.
主的话勉励我们说要存心忍耐。
But the Lord tells us we need to be with the perseverance.
我们要靠着主有一颗勇敢的心。
We need to be brave.
我们要存心忍耐奔跑那个路程。
We need to run the race with perseverance.
那跑着跑着，当我们疲惫的时候。
When we are weary,
当我们困乏的时候
when we are tired,
主的话给我们指明那条路，叫我们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Lord tells us we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
早晨运动着 一幅图画和弟兄们一同来讲，那我们既然要奔跑这条路程，
I would like to think about the path we were runningWith using a picture.
那主说我们要怎么跑呢？
And Lord says, how do we run?
要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
We need to look upon Lord, author and perfecter of faith.
在马太福音十五章那里啊，有一段故事。
In Matthew chapter 15, there is a story.
早晨愿意和弟兄们一同来，从这一段的故事当中，我们来思想我们如何。仰望我们的主耶稣。
Let us think about how do we look upon Lord through this story.
就是主耶稣与迦南妇人的对话。
That's the dialogue between Lord and the Canaanite woman.
在罗马对不起，马太福音十五章二十一节到二十八节。
Matthew chapter 15 verse 21 to 28.
好，我读一节，请姐妹翻一节。耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境内。
Leaving the place Jesus saw to the region of Tyre and Sidon.
有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附得甚苦。”
A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, cried out, "Lord, son of David, have mercy upon me. My daughter is suffering terribly from the demon possession."
耶稣却一言不答。
Jesus did not answer a word.
门徒近前来求他说，这妇人在我们后头喊叫，请打发她去吧。
So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for he keeps crying out after us.
耶稣说，我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel.
那妇人来拜他说，主啊，帮助我。
The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said.
他回答说，不好拿儿女丢给狗吃。
He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to dogs.
妇人说，主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。
Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大的， 照你所要的给你成全了吧。从那时候他女儿就好了。
Then Jesus answered, Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted, and her daughter was healed from that very hour.
我们最后再读一处经文，在彼得前书。
And First Peter, First Peter chapter 5,
我们就读第五节的后半节。
Verse 5,
彼得前书五章第五节后半节，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
我们再一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们来到你面前，我们实在是仰望那为我们信心创始成终。
Lord, we come before you, we look upon the author and perfecter of our faith.
主，我们实在是愿你的恩典再来帮助我们。
May you help us by your grace.
主，再开启我们。
And open our eyes.
主，叫我们能够明白你话语里头的真意。
So that we will understand the truth from your words.
主，叫我们能够在灵里与你相会。
So we will meet you in spirit.
我们来看见你，来听见你。
We see you and we listen to you.
主，好让你救我们脱离那一切缠累我们。
So save us from everything who hinders us.
叫我们能够快跑来跟随你。
So that we can run and follow you.
主，我们仰望你的恩典。
We look upon your grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我将这一段圣经在 马太福音15章这段圣经，我简单分为三段。
I'll separate this Matthew chapter 15 from verse 21 to 28 into three parts. Because here has three dialogues.
第一段对话是迦南妇人在追主耶稣和他的门徒后面，在那里喊叫说：“主啊，
大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附得甚苦。”
First one is the Canaanite woman. She followed Lord and his disciples, he cried out, Lord, son of David, have mercy upon me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession.
这个迦南妇人这样子在他们后面大声喊叫的时候，主怎么回答她呢？
When she cried out, what Lord answered her?
这里非常稀奇的一件事。
Amazingly,
圣经说耶稣却一言不答。
And the Bible tells us, Jesus did not answer a word.
这是第一段。
That's the first part.
第二段呢是门徒开始与主耶稣的对话。
And second part is dialogue between disciples and Lord.
当主耶稣一言不答的时候，
When Lord didn't answer a word,
这些门徒们呢就有点不耐烦了。
So those disciples, they were impatient.
可想这在后头喊叫的非常厉害。
So we know and she cried out loudly.
这些门徒们呢，当时他们里头已经觉得有点不耐烦。
I think the disciples they didn't like it.
所以他好像呢，他们就好像为这个妇人呢，来向主耶稣代求。
It's kind of they discern for the Canaanite woman.
他说这妇人在我们后头喊叫，请你打发她走吧。
They said, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us.
然后耶稣就回答门徒说。
And then Jesus answered disciples.
当然，主耶稣所对门徒回答呢，也让这个妇人听见了。
Of course, and the Canaanite woman heard also.
主耶稣就回答说：“我奉差遣，不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”
He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel."
这个妇人听见之后呢，她就来拜主耶稣。
After heard this woman and knelt to the Lord.
这是妇人第一次与主耶稣直接的对话。
It's her first time speak to the Lord.
她就对主耶稣说：“主，帮助我。”
And then she said, "Help me."
好了，接下来呢？第三段，主耶稣就回答这个妇人说：“不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃，丢给狗吃。”
And then part three, Lord replied her, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs."
这句话呢？弟兄姐妹在读圣经当中，不知道对你们有没有产生一点点的困扰
？I don't know if you understand this one.
主耶稣怎么讲话讲得这么伤人啊？
Why Lord and speak so roughly?
这个妇人这么可怜了。
This woman is so pitiful already.
主耶稣怎么说这个不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃呢？
And Lord says it's not right to toss children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
今天我要是这样子称呼弟兄姐妹对你们讲话的话，
If I talk to you this way.
我想 一大半的弟兄姊妹可能都离开了。
Maybe half of you will leave.
讲什么？说我是狗。
What are you talking about? You call us dog.
那另外一半可能会忍耐一下。
And then the other half will have the endurance.
但这里妇人的回答很稀奇。
But amazingly, she said.
她说主啊，不错。认主所说的。
She said, and she agreed with what Lord said.
但是呢，狗也吃他主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。
And she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
这个对话非常的特别，也非常重要。
This is important and it is very special.
最后末了，主耶稣就答应了他的要求呢，就说你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了。
At the end, the Lord answered her, "You have great faith. Your request is granted."
这里呢，我简单把它分成三段的对话。
I'll divide this dialogue into three parts.
我也给这三段的对话呢，各取了一个题目。
And then I gave each of them a title.
第一段呢，是让我们看见主耶稣默然的爱。
The first one we call is the quiet love.
因为主耶稣一言不答。
Because he didn't answer a word.
第二段的题目呢，乃是主耶稣寻找的爱。
The second I will title it as a seeking love.
我们知道主耶稣他来了，他寻找那迷失的羊。
Because he came to seek the lost sheep.
第三段是最重要
的。Part three is the most important one.
是主耶稣那满足的爱。
This is a content love.
这是我们所最需要的。
This is what we need the most.
好，我们先看这第一段。
Let's see part one.
我们知道主耶稣他到了推罗西顿的境内去。
We know Lord went to Tyre and Sidon.
他之前已经在另外一个地方，他行了许多的神迹异能，医治了许多的人。
He did miracles and he healed many people in the other place.
那主耶稣借着他的神迹医治了许多病人之后呢
？Through his miraculous and healing work，
这个风声呢，我想也可能也传到了推罗西顿那里。
And I think many people heard about this。
所以就有一个迦南的妇人。
So there is a Canaanite woman。
迦南妇人呢，就是说她不是一个以色列人。
That means she's not an Israel。
就以色列人的心目中呢，这迦南的人啊，外邦人。
So in the heart of Israel, they are Gentile。
以色列犹太人呢，就把迦南人呢看作像狗一样。
So the Jew regard the Canaanite as dogs.
是不洁净的。
They are unclean.
就连这个外邦人呢，迦南人呢，他们自己 也认为自己相较于以色列人呢，他们就是狗。
Even the Canaanites themselves, they regard themselves as dogs too.
所以这是一点背景，这个迦南妇人的背景。
That's the background.
迦南妇人呢，她有一个难处。
And this Canaanite woman has a difficult.
她有一个需要。
She has a need.
这个难处非常的大。
It's a great need.
就像弟兄姐妹在你们生活当中，在家庭里头，在工作里头，学习上面，常常也面临不同的难处。
Like you have difficulties at work, at family, and wherever you are.
但有些时候呢，我们的难处呢，好像我们自己还能够解决。
Sometimes we can solve our own problems.
所以呢，我们就不来求主了。
So we don't come Lord.
有些时候呢，有些难处呢，实在大到我们办法来面对。
Sometimes those difficulties are so great that we can't face.
就像这里这个妇人她所面临的难处一样。
Like the woman here.
她的女儿被鬼附了。
Her daughter was a demon possessed.
我们知道这个女儿呢，是从这个母亲天然生命所生下来的。
We know daughter is the flesh from the mother.
也是她母亲所爱的。
Is what mother loved.
所以当母亲看到女儿被鬼这样子欺压，被鬼这样子缠累的时候
，When mother saw the daughter was suffered terribly from the demon,
她心里面非常痛苦。
And she was very painful.
不仅她女儿被鬼这样子的折磨
，Not only the daughter was tortured.
她感到痛苦
，She feel painful.
她自己看到女儿这样痛苦呢，就做母亲的里头也非常的痛苦。
When she saw her daughter suffers, and she suffers too.
我相信她也试过许多的方法，却没有人能够解决她的问题。
I believe that she tried many many ways. No one can solve the problem.
然后呢？他或许听到这样的风声
，Maybe he heard something。
听到主耶稣在其他地方啊是如何的医病赶鬼
，He heard that Lord how Lord cast out demons。
所以他知道，这主耶稣来到他所在的地方的时候呢，他里头就有一个盼望。
When he heard that Lord come to her place, she has a hope。
他就来仰望 这位她所听过的耶稣。
She looked upon the Lord that she heard about.
仰望这位她听说可以赶鬼的这位耶稣。
She looked upon those, the Lord who he heard that he can cast out demons.
所以她抓住这样的一个机会。
So, she captured this opportunity.
她就跟到主耶稣和他的门徒的后面，大声的喊叫。
She followed Jesus and his disciples and he cried out.
她为什么要喊叫呢？
Why she has to cry out?
因为她女儿非常的痛苦，她自己也非常的痛苦。
Because her daughter suffers and so does she.
却没有人能够帮助他们。
And no one can help them.
今天她有一希望。
And today he has a glimpse of hope.
这位能够赶着耶稣来到她所住的地方。
And Jesus who can cast out demon came to her place.
所以她怎么能够放过这样的机会呢？
How can she give up this chance?
就在那里大声的喊叫，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我。
So she cried out, Lord, the son of David, have mercy upon me.
所以我们看见他对主的认识啊，是很可能是听来的。
Maybe the knowledge she knows about Lord is what she just heard about.
虽然所听到的关于主耶稣的事情呢，也都是真实，都是准确的。
All things that she heard about are real and are accurate.
所以主耶稣的的确确是医过病赶过鬼的。
Lord, and he did cast out demon and healed the sick.
诶，他也听说呢，他是以色列人，他是大卫的子孙。
And she heard he's Israel and then he's the son of David.
他对主耶稣这些认识呢，都是听来的。
What she know is from hearing.
就像所知道的，就像我们所说的一个客观的知识。
It's like an objective knowledge.
今天在神的教会里头，是不是有这样的情形？
Is there a situation like that?
我们来到神的教会，
we come to Church of God.
有许多弟兄姐妹在那里传讲主耶稣，
and so many brothers and sisters will share gospel.
都是照着圣经传讲的。
We speak according to Bible.
我们也都听了。
We heard.
都是事实。
They are facts.
但是却成为那客观的知识。
But it just becomes an objective knowledge.
在我们头脑里头，我们知道主耶稣是这样，是那样，是那样。
We know him in our mind.
但这样的一个知识呢，虽然是一个正确的事实。
But such knowledge, even though it is right.
但却不是我们自己主观的认识。
But it is not our subjective knowledge.
因为是听来的。
Because we heard.
而不是从圣灵从主自己而来的。
But it's not directly from Holy Spirit, from Lord.
所以这里喊说主啊，对不对呢？
When she cries, say, Lord, is it right?
她自己可能不清楚到底她喊的是什么。
Maybe she didn't know who she's calling.
她就跟着人家也喊着说主啊，大卫的子孙。
So she just followed others and then she cried out, say, Lord, son of David.
她讲的话都是对的。
What she said were right.
那你们弟兄姊妹，我们就在想哈，那为什么主耶稣不回答他呢？
But why Lord didn't answer her?
他喊主耶稣是主，很好的嘛。
And she called Jesus Lord, that was good.
他喊主耶稣是大卫的子孙，也是对的。
She called Jesus son of David, that was right too.
话都是对的。
What she said were right.
可是主耶稣呢，却一言不答。
But Jesus didn't answer a word.
这是非常稀奇的事情。
That is something.
我们就想，为什么主耶稣不回答
？Why Lord didn't answer her？
弟兄，你们觉得为什么主耶稣听到妇人这样喊他主啊，大卫的子孙，他为什么不回答呢
？How do you think Lord didn't answer her？
这是不是常常我们的感觉
？Is this sometimes our feeling too？
也许我们在难处里头
，when we are in
我们在一个合理的需要里头
，when we have a need，
我们也仰望我们的主。
We look upon our Lord.
我们也像这妇人一样，在那里大声的呼喊我们的主。
We cry out to the Lord like this Canaanite woman.
主啊，你帮助我。
So Lord, help me.
主，你可怜我。
Lord, have mercy on me.
主，你救我。
Lord, save me.
但是主却一言不答。
But Lord didn't answer a word.
为什么
？Why?
我们看见在这里，这妇人对主的认识不准确。
And then we see, The woman didn't know Lord very well.
虽然她嘴里是喊的是主，
even she said Lord.
但她说主是大卫的子孙，
but she said the Lord is the son of David.
这个客观的事实是对的，
this objective fact is right.
但这个认识呢，不能叫她得帮助、得恩典。
But this knowledge will not let her receive help.
为什么呢？
Grace, why?
因为说主耶稣是大卫的子孙。
If Lord is son of David,
他是以色列人的主。
He's the Lord of Israelites.
妇人，如果这样子来处，你是以色列人的主。
If she say you are the Lord of Israel,
那这个妇人是什么人？
And what this woman was?
她是以色列人吗？
Is she Israelite?
不是，她是迦南人。
No, she's a Canaanite.
这个认识呢，就跟她就没有关系。
So this knowledge has nothing to do with her.
今天我们在教会当中听到你们讲，主耶稣是主。
And sometimes when we heard a brother sister says, Lord, Jesus is our Lord.
那我们或许也说主啊，主耶稣是大卫的子孙。
And then probably it sounds like, Lord is the son of David.
那跟我们有没有关系？
Is there nothing to do with us?
跟我们就发生不了关系。
And no.
因为我们不是以色列人。
Because we're not Israelites.
我们不是靠着神与亚伯拉罕所立的约而蒙恩典的。
We're not saved by the covenant that between God and Abraham.
所以这里我们看见主耶稣不回答的原因是在这里。
That's why Lord didn't answer her.
因为这迦南妇人耶稣的认识不够准确。
Because the Canaanite didn't know Lord well.
能够叫他蒙主的恩典。
It won't let her receive grace.
但在这里主耶稣一言不答，并不是拒绝这个迦南妇人。
Lord didn't answer her doesn't mean he refused her.
主耶稣还是在那里等候。
The Lord was waiting.
等候一件更重要的事情发生在迦南妇人的身上。
He was waiting there something important happened to the Canaanite woman.
就等候这个迦南妇人呢，她能够准确的来认识主耶稣。
He was waiting that the Canaanite woman will know him better.
所以弟兄姐妹，当有些时候我们在那里呼求主的时候
，Sometimes when we cry out to Lord,
我们盼望主来拯救我们，来帮助我们的时候
，We hope Lord come to save us to help us.
主却一言不答
But Lord won't answer.
并不是主拒绝我们
It doesn't mean he refuses us.
并不是主离弃我们不爱我们
It doesn't mean he forsakes us and not love us.
完全相反的还是因为主爱我们
On the way he loves us.
他要我们得着上好
He wants us to receive the best.
在我们得着他的帮助和恩典怜悯之前呢，他要把更重要的事情坐在我们里头。
Before we receive His mercy and help, He will work on us.
没有一件事情能够比真认识主来得更加的宝贵。
Nothing will be more important than we really know the Lord.
就像我们先前所说的，当那对主有个真实的认识
，When we truly know the Lord,
被主来吸引
，We will be captured by Him.
我们才能够脱离那一切缠累捆绑我们的事物。
We can set aside everything which hinders us.
所以在这里呢，我就想到在西班牙书三章十七节那里。
Here I was thinking about in Zephaniah.
在小先知书啊、西班牙书。
Zephaniah.
三章。
Chapter three.
我想我们还是翻一下这段经文非常的宝贵
9,
西班牙书第三章大家可能比较陌生一点第三章第十七节
Verse 17
耶和华你的神是施行拯救大有能力的主他在你中间必因你欢心喜乐默然爱你且因你喜乐而欢呼
The Lord your God is with you He is mighty to saveHe will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
那前一些日子我们和常健弟兄在魏弟兄家一同有点查经。
Not long ago, we have Bible study with Brother Wei and 常健。
还有其他弟兄姐妹们。
And another brother and sister.
那我们读到西班牙书三章十七节这段经文的时候。
When we read this verse.
我里头啊就有一个特别的感觉。
And then I have a special feeling.
这段经文靠着告诉我们耶和华你的神是施行拯救大有能力的主。
Because it tells us the Lord your God is with you, he's mighty to save.
神能不能拯救
Can God save?
真拯救
He is able to.
他有没有能力
is he has the power?
他是大有能力
He's the mighty God.
所以我们知道神不是他膀臂并没有缩短
We know his arms never shrink.
他不能施行拯救
And then he's able to save.
所以这里告诉我们神是可以拯救他是有能力的主
And here says he is mighty to save.
但是他下半段非常 特别的事情。
And then something very special.
他说神啊，要因你而欢欣喜乐。
And it says he will rejoice over you with singing.
我们常常知道啊，我们因神喜乐，我们很熟悉。
And we know we are rejoiced with the Lord.
无论我们在各样的处境当中，我们都能够靠主喜乐。
No matter what circumstance we will rejoice.
靠主常常喜乐。
We will rejoice.
在这里呢，他却说是神因我们而欢欣喜乐。
But here it says the God will rejoice over us.
这个很特别。
Special.
我们常在波饼当中，我们知道我们的光景是那样的不配不堪。
We know when we're in the communion service, we know we are weak.
但神说他在我们中间呢，他因我们而欢欣喜乐。
But God says He will rejoice over us.
接着更特别，他说到神呢默然爱你。
And here is more special. He says He will quiet you with His love.
而且呢，他再进一步讲，他因你呢喜乐而欢呼。
And here it says He will rejoice over you.
我们上次读到这里的时候呢，我心里头啊真的是被主深深的摸着。
When I read this, I was touched.
就神因着我们哈，神因着我们，他喜乐到个地步呢，他欢呼起来了。
And then, because of us, He rejoices over you with singing.
姐妹，你有没有想过？神欢呼是什么样子？
Have you ever imagined and then how it look when Lord is with rejoice with singing?
我们都觉得这是我们没有办法想象。
We can't imagine.
更难想象的是，神既然因我们，他喜乐到地步呢，他欢呼了。
This is even hard to imagine. That means He will rejoice over us with singing.
在中间，他放了一句话。神呢默然爱你。
Between this, there is a sentence that He will quiet you with His love.
所以当我读到迦南妇人来到主面前祈求的时候，主却一言不答的时候。
So when I read that this Canaanite woman, when he cried out, but Lord didn't answer a word.
我就有这样的感觉，主在那里并不是拒绝这个迦南妇人。
I felt that Lord is not refused her.
主乃是在那里默然的爱她。
But he quiet her with his love.
那我就在想说，怎么跟弟兄姊妹讲这个默然？神默然爱我们哈，那个默然爱你的那个感觉是怎么说呢
？I was thinking about how to share this the quiet love.
我想到一个例子，可能我们比较熟悉。
Oh, then I thought about a example, so maybe we know.
我们在人世间啊，最伟大的一种爱啊，就是母亲的爱。
So we know in the whole world, the greatest love is the love of mothers.
我们知道那个要出生的婴孩啊，他受了那个病之苦。
For a full baby, and then she suffers for the pregnancy from the pregnancy.
还受了产难之苦。
And also the pain from the delivery.
那生下来了以后呢，还要受许多的苦。
And then after she give birth to a child, she will suffer more.
那你从那个刚啊生产完的母亲的身上啊，你看不见那个愁苦的感觉。
But you will never see she has a suffering.Appearance after she just deliver a baby.
她反而常常都是很喜乐的。
But the mother mostly is rejoice.
很满足。
Is very content.
那种满足啊，我想就是从每次她一想到那个孩子啊，她心里头就喜乐就满足。
And maybe whenever she think about the baby, she will feel.
这个母亲的爱呢，为什么是默然的爱呢
？Why the love from mother are quiet?
我看见那个母亲啊，不仅在辛苦的喂孩子奶的时候。在为帮孩子换尿布的时候，他爱他。
Not only she loves her baby and she breastfeeds the baby, change diapers.
我就想到一幕啊，当孩子在那里安静的在那里睡觉的时候
，When baby is quietly sleeping.
我就从那个母亲的身上啊，我看到那个默然的爱。
I will see this quiet love from mother.
那个爱没有停止。
The love never ceases.
她虽然在当时没有为这个孩子做什么，付出什么。
Even at that moment, she didn't do anything for the baby.
但那母亲的爱呢，仍然在那里默然的爱着那个孩子。
But the love of the mother is still there, is quietly.
不停止、不止息的爱。
Never ceases.
所以在这里呢，我们看见主耶稣他虽然不回答这个迦南妇人。
Here, even Lord didn't answer the Canaanite woman.
那我们看见他在那里默然的爱这个迦南妇人。
But we know he loves her quietly.
盼望弟兄姐妹，我们都能够来认识神默然的爱。
We hope we all will know the love from God, this quiet love.
或许弟兄姐妹，今天你可能在一场 痛苦的深渊里头。
Maybe you are in a deep.
你在一个很大的难处里头。
Maybe you are in a great tribulation.
你像这个迦南妇人在呼求主。
And you are like the Canaanite woman, you cry out to go to Lord.
主的回答可能是一言不答。
Maybe he will not answer with a word.
你求圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
让我们能够在这样的机会环境里头来认识主那默然的爱。
That is to know His quiet love. At this situation.
因为他要把更大的恩典和祝福要赐给我们。
Because he will give us greater love and blessings.
所以当这个妇人来到主的面前，主不回答的时候。
So when Lord didn't answer the Canaanite woman.
感谢主，他没有掉头就走。
But praise the Lord, she didn't turn away and left.
有些时候那个是我们的问题。
Sometimes that's our own problem.
我们是有难处。
We have difficulties.
有需要。
We have needs.
我们来到主的面前。
We come before Lord.
我们也呼求，也祷告，也祈求。
We cry out. We pray. We ask.
经过或长或短的时间，主不回答。
After a while, Lord won't answer.
回答那就算了。
And then we say, okay,
那我们就另外想办法。
I'll try to find ways.
在这里我们看见这个迦南妇人呢，虽然主不回答他。
Even Lord didn't answer.
虽然他也不懂得主默然的爱。
Even she didn't understand why the quiet love from Lord.
他感谢主，他的眼目仍然仰望主耶稣。
But praise the Lord, her eyes still fixed on Lord.
就像诗篇所说，仆人如何仰望主人的手，使女如何望祖母的手，我们也照样望耶和华我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。
Like the psalm says, as the eyes of the slaves look upon the hands of their masters, and then the slaves set up their eyes upon their mistress, we set our eyes on our Lord.
我们需要这样子来仰望。
We need to look upon Lord like this.
当主耶稣不回答的时候呢，门徒呢，他们反倒不耐烦了。
When Lord didn't answer, the disciples lose their patience.
他们就说：“主啊，主啊，你想想办法，你把这个妇人打发走，不要在那里，不要让他在那里喊着，害我们不灵。”
They urged him, they send her away, then we will feel her.
这门徒们也有信心的。
Actually, the disciples had faith.
因为他们看了主耶稣赶了许多的鬼。
Because they saw the Lord cast out demons.
他从一个妇人身上赶出七个鬼，主耶稣都做过。
He used to cast out seven demons from a woman.
所以呢，这个门徒们觉得说，哎呀，与其让妇人这样在那里喊，在那个缠累我们，还不如主耶稣你就随便一句话就解决他的问题了。
And then.Even let she cry out after us, the Lord just say something and send her away.
但是我们主却回答门徒说：“我奉差遣是要到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”
The Lord answered, "I am sent only to the lost sheep of Israel."
所以我们人来讲，很多时候我们有难处、有需要、有问题的时候，我们总觉得主能够帮我们解决就好了。
And for men, sometimes when we have difficulties, we come to the Lord and say, if he solved the problems, that's great.
主是这个样子。
And so do disciples.
主耶稣明理的嘛。
And Lord is able to.
那你就说一句话，你就手摆一下，问题就解决了。
And say something, you will solve the problem.
为什么主不做呢？
Why Lord didn't do?
所以门徒就来问主。
So they come ask him.
但主让门徒看到说，他乃是一个奉差遣的人。
And the Lord let the disciples see he was sent.
虽然主他是主。
Even he is Lord.
虽然他与父是同等的。
Even he is equal to Father.
虽然他有这个权柄，也有这个能力。
Even he has the power and he has the ability.
当在地上为人子的时候，他乃是奉差遣的。
But when he as Son of Man, he was sent.
他是顺服父神的。
He obeyed Father.
他一生乃是遵行神的旨意。
And he obeyed the will of Father.
他不照自己的意思说任何话，做任何事情。
He did not say or do things according to his own will.
所以他知道他要地上呢，他乃是要到以色列家里的迷失的羊那里去。
And then he knew he was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel.
主耶稣说这句话呢，一方面呢，回答门徒他们所讲的。
On the one hand, Lord Jesus will answer disciples.
好像是拒绝这个迦南妇人。
On the surface, it seems he refused the Canaanite woman.
但主的话里头呢，却留下了恩典的路。
But through his words, that he left a path of grace.
他留了一个蒙怜悯的路呢，给这个迦南妇人。
This merciful path to the Canaanite woman.
因为主说他是来寻找迷失的羊。
Because Lord says he came to seek lost sheep.
虽然是以色列 加迷失的羊。
Even is the sheep of Israel.
就像在路加福音主所说的，人子来了，乃是要寻找那失丧的人。
Like in Luke, it says the Son of Man came to seek the lost sheep.
但这个妇人听见主耶稣的回答门徒这句话的时候。
When Canaanite woman heard what Lord answered his disciples,
表面上呢，好像她又被拒绝一次。
On the surface, it seems she was denied again.
是以色列人。
Because she's not Israelite.
主说他再来寻找以色列家迷失。
Lord says he came to the lost sheep of Israel.
感谢主，这时候那个相信是虽然圣灵还没降下，但是圣灵在他里头啊做一点工作。
Praise the Lord! I think it's the Holy Spirit.Working on her.
她突然间想到说，哎呀，既然主是来寻找迷失的羊。
And then she thought, since Lord comes here to seek the lost sheep.
在以色列人当中啊，他们是神的选民啊。
The Israelites, they are the chosen race.
他们应该是认识神的。
They know God.
他们应该是非常荣耀、尊贵、刚强的。
They're supposed to be glorious and strong.
他们怎么也会迷失呢？
But why?Why they lost?
不仅他们以色列人啊迷失了。
Not only they got lost.
哎，竟然这位主耶稣啊，他来寻找他们。
But Lord came to seek him, to seek them.
他听这个话呢，他很留心听。
She paid attention.
所以我们平常啊，弟兄姐妹，我们要读圣经的时候，弟兄姐妹分享说，要留心听主的话。
So brothers and sisters, when we study Bible, we need pay attention to
主的话常常给我们，我们指出那个蒙恩典、蒙怜悯的。
Sometimes his words always tells us the path of grace.
这妇人就想说，既然主是这样子来，他是有恩典、有怜悯来寻找那迷失的羊。
And she thought, since the Lord has grace to seek the lost sheep.
他就想说，既然主这么有怜悯。
And then she thought, since Lord is so merciful.
那我也是一个迷失的羊。
I am a lost sheep.
虽然我不是以色列人。
Even though I'm a Israelite.
感谢主，这时候她的信心跟上去了。
So she has faith.
她把自己也放在那迷失的羊的里头。
She put herself in the group of the lost sheep.
虽然从外面看她不是以色列人。
And outwardly she's not Israelite.
但她却对主说，主啊。
But she said to Lord,
她不再称主是大卫的子孙。
And she didn't call Lord son of David.
她知道她蒙恩典、蒙怜悯的那个条件不是根据她肉身的血统。
She know what her salvation is not about not a blood.
如果是根据外面的条件，她是不可能合的。
It's not according to outwardly come.
但是她听到主的话说，主啊，既然你是这样有怜悯来寻找迷失的人。
But after he heard and she thought, Lord has mercy to come to seek the lost sheep.
主啊，怜悯我。
He said, Lord,
我是迷失的。
Have mercy upon me.
我是可怜的。
I'm the lost one. I'm pitiful.
主，你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
她的信心跟上去了。
And she has faith.
她把自己跟主耶稣呢连在一起。
And then she connected herself.
虽然我不是以色列人。
Even I am not Israelite.
但主啊，你不但是大卫的子孙。
But Lord, you are not the son of David.
你是以色列人的主。
You are the Lord of Israel.
但主今天，你也是我的主。
But Lord, you are my Lord today.
她借着信心把自己靠上去。
Through faith, she accepted this.
她承认主耶稣是她的主。
She confessed that Lord is her Lord.
虽然说主啊，你来帮助我。
And she said, Lord.Help me.
是我的主。
You are my Lord.
我是迷失的羊。
I'm the lost.
所以主今天你也来可怜我。
Lord, have mercy on me today.
你也来帮助我。
Help me.
在罗马书第十章十二节告诉我们。
In Romans 10 chapter 12.
犹太人和希利尼人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。
For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blessing all who call on him.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
这时候这个妇人的信心她够上去了。
So her faith is strong now.
她对主的认识准确了。
And then her knowledge to Lord are accurate now.
她明白了主耶稣不仅是以色列人的主。
She understands the Lord is not the Lord of Israelites.
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he's son of God.
他是万人的救主。
He's the savior of.
他也是我的主。
He's my Lord.
所以这个承认说，主耶稣，你是我的主。
So she confessed, Lord, you are my Lord.
他这样来呼求主名。
And she cried out the Lord's name.
他就被带到这恩典的门口。
So she was brought to the door of grace.
因为她对主有一个准确的认识。
Because her knowledge is accurate now.
不再是根据客观的知识，不再是听别人说的。
It's no longer objective knowledge, no longer heard from others.
乃是从她自己心里头有一个主观的认识。
But it's from herself, and she has this objective knowledge now.
这位主耶稣是我的主。
Lord, Jesus is my Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们都需要。对主有这样的一个认识。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need such knowledge.
从我们的心里头对主有个这样主观的认识。
From our heart, we need such objective knowledge.
承认主是我的主。
We know Lord is our Lord.
他就
my Lord.
他就要负我们的责任。
He will be responsible to us.
既然主是我们的主。
Since Lord is our Lord.
我们就是主的。
And we are His sheep.
我们迷失了。
We're lost.
我们受苦了
we suffer,
我们有缺乏了
we are in need,
我们有难处了
we have difficulties,
谁负我们的责任
who will take care of us?
当然主负我们的责任
of course, Lord will take care
因为他是我们的主
because he's our Lord.
我们就不需要靠着我们自己来负我们的责任
we don't need to, take care of ourselves.
我们也没有办法来负我们的责任
we are unable to do so.
我们必须像这个迦南妇人一样
We have to like this Canaanite woman.
我们对主有这样一个主观的认识说主你是我的主。
We need know, Lord, you are my Lord.
你负我的责任。
You take care of it.
当我们这样来承认主的话。
When we, commit this way.
弟兄姐妹主就不得不负我们的责任。
He has to, take care of us.
许多时候我们并没有这样子来认识主。
And sometimes we don't know this.
我们在主以外，我们还有别的选择。
We seek other options other than.
我们有别的依靠。
Rely on other things.
所以主耐心等候。
So he's and then he's waiting for us.
感谢主在这里，迦南妇人因着主耶稣的带一步一步带领，他对主有一个准确的认识。
Praise the Lord because the guidance from the Lord step by step and she knows Lord better.
但是光这样的认识呢，还不能叫他蒙恩典得怜悯。
Such knowledge won't lead her receive a grace and mercy.
这是非常重要的。
It is very important.
但她对自己也要有一个准确的认识。
But she has to know herself too.
这也把我们带到第三段里头。
So this leads us to part three.
这是主带领我们的那个最后的一个心意。
So here is the Lord's heart.
就是他满足的爱。
And then that is his content love.
当主耶稣说不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
When Lord says it is not right to take the child, the children's
bread
to their dogs.
所用的那个希腊原文的字呢，不是啊，是乃是指的家里面的狗。
So here in Greek, the word dog is a family dog.
House pet. 另外有个希腊字呢，讲到狗是讲到一个外面的野狗，在外面流浪没有主人的野狗。
In Greek, there's another word for dog is the wild dog.
但是无论主耶稣是用野狗也好，用家狗也好，我们喜不喜欢
？No matter is a family dog is a wild dog, do we like it?
各位如果今天有一个人，我不敢说我们的大家等一下找我麻烦。
I'm not saying it's me. If there's someone,
那有一个人跟你讲说你是一条狗
if someone and call you a dog,
我们里头总是不舒服的
we won't feel
well. 因为我是一个人嘛
I'm a human.
我再穷地位再低就算现在没工作我也是一个人
even how poor I am, how low I am, I'm still a human.
你这什么人怎么能够说我是像狗
how can you call a human a dog?
那是我们的问题
that's our problem.
的确也是人啊，可以说我们是狗。
Indeed, no one can call us dog.
因为我们的确是一个人。
Indeed, we are human.
再不堪、再卑微啊，我们还是个人。
No matter how low, how poor we are human.
但是这里呢，主耶稣呢，却称这个妇人呢是一条狗。
But here, Lord call her a dog.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要明白一件事。
But we need to understand one thing.
今天我们在人的面前，我们不愿意被人称狗。
We don't want to be called dog before people.
但今天如果我们来到神面前
But when we come before God,
今天我们来到这位荣耀神的面前
We come to this glorious God.
哎呀，你就看见说，如果今天神说我们是狗啊，抬举我们。
Even, when even he called us a dog, actually, that's not bad.
因为以色列有一个伟大的君王叫大卫。
Because there was a king, it's called David.
大卫啊，比我们都强。
David is better than us.
从各方面来讲啊，我们还算是这个上等。
He's in higher position from all aspects than us.
他是君王。
He was a king.
他也很有能力。
He's powerful.
他也很勇敢。
He's brave.
他长得也都比我们还帅。
And he's more handsome than us.
他很俊美啊。
He's handsome.
他有能力。
And he has great ability.
他有社会地位。
He has the fame.
他财富也比我们多。
And he was rich.
但他在神面前的时候，他怎么看自己呢？
But before God, how did he regard himself?
他说啊，他自己不过就像那狗身上的一只跳蚤。
He said he is only a flea on a dog.
他做诗篇的时候，他说他不过就像灰尘。
In Psalm, he wrote he is a dust.
他说他如虫如蛆。
He said he is like a worm and insect.
哎，弟兄姐妹，这样我们明白了。
And then we understand that.
哎呀，如果今天主称我们是一条狗。
If God calls us a dog.
那实在是太抬举我们了。
And he regards us pretty high.
因为把我们稍微都强，对不对？
Because we're even seems better than David.
大卫在神面前，他说他就像跳蚤。像灰尘像虫像蛆一样
David regard himself before God as a flea or a worm or dust
所以我们不需要觉得 offend
we don't
我们不需要觉得好像 被主羞辱了
We don't feel we are humiliated
一点都没有羞辱
Actually he didn't humiliate us
而且这边他还说到了那个狗呢是一个在家里面蒙主人所爱的那个家犬
And here the dog is actually the dog at the house which is the family love.
就连神的儿子主耶稣来到地上的时候
When Son of God came to the earth,
我们看见他降生在马槽
we see he born in the manger.
他生长在木匠的家里
He was raised up by a carpenter.
主耶稣这个他的降生和他的身世啊比我们都还差，是不是
？His birth and then his position is lower than us.
比我们都还卑微。
It's lower than us.
为什么
？Why？
因为正如彼得前书五章五节那边说的。
Like Peter chapter 5 verse 5。
被神阻挡骄傲的人。
Opposes the proud.
神要赐恩给谁呢
？He will give grace to.
神要赐恩给降卑给谦卑的人。
He will give grace to the humble.
弟兄姐妹，为什么今天我们在神面前觉得常常不是那样的蒙神的恩典
？And why sometimes we don't regard we receive much grace from God?
很主要的一个原因。
Mainly because.
就是因为我们不谦卑。
We're not humble.
就是因为我们骄傲。
Because we are proud.
为什么我们被称狗的时候呢？我们里头就不舒服、不高兴呢
？When we are called dog, we don't feel we're not happy.
但是我们看见这个迦南妇人，她实在是蒙恩典。
But we see this Canaanite woman, she received grace.
当主耶稣这样回答说不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃的时候
When Lord replied her, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
她的回答实在是叫我们感谢赞美主
Her reply, it will cause us to praise Lord.
她是真正的认识了主
Because we know Lord.
她说主啊你说的不错
And she said, Lord, right.
接着呢她也认识了
And then she know herself.
主啊，你说我是狗。
And so, Lord, you call me a dog.
谢谢你抬举我。
And thank you to regard me high.
你还称我是一个蒙主人所爱的狗。
You call me a dog, which is the master love.
这是我们今天在神面前所应该有的态度。
We need such manner before Lord.
也是我们该站的地位。
That's the position we should stand.
主啊，我实在是蒙你所爱的狗。
Lord, I am a dog that you love.
但是狗呢，也吃它主人桌上掉下来的碎渣儿。
But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
我们看见，当这个迦南妇人她这样谦卑站在主的面前的时候
，When this Canaanite woman humbled herself and then before God，
就来到主人的桌子底下。
And she came under the table of the master.
主人桌上有饼。
Because there are breads on the table.
先感谢主，早晨我们都能够围绕在主的饼杯面前。
Praise the Lord, morning we can sit around the table.
我们早晨坐在饼杯面前，我们是以神的身份坐在那里。
We come before God as children of God.
哎，我想到的时候，我心里面实在是感谢赞美主。
When I think of this, I praise Lord.
今天主所为我们预备，所要供应我们的是那样的丰富。
What Lord prepared to us is so abundant.
不再只是一点点的碎渣儿。
Not only it's just a little bit crumbs.
主乃是叫我们能够享受那生命的饼。
But He led us to enjoy the bread of life.
这是我们主自己一切的丰盛。
That's all abundant from Him.
主都把它放在桌子上。
He put it all on the table.
叫儿女们来享受。
And let all His children come to here to enjoy.
兄弟们，早晨你是不是这样来享受了主呢？
Do you enjoy the Lord like this morning?
你是不是吃着了，喝着了？
Did you eat and drink?
这是主今天给我们喝的很大的恩典。
That's the great grace from Lord.
我们乃是按着儿女的身份坐在主的饼杯面前来吃饼喝杯。
We eat and drink
as
children of God and to receive life.
来得生命，得供应。
To receive life and provision.
主就是那生命的饼。
And He is the bread of provision.
他自己为我们给。
He broke Himself us.
他把他的生命来赏赐给我们。
He gave His life to us.
来供应我们，满足我们。
And He supplied us to satisfy us.
在当时，以色列人他们拒绝了主耶稣。
At that time, the Israelites, they refused the Lord.
他们虽然在身份上是神的儿女。
Even they are children of God.
但是呢，他们在主的饼、主的桌子周围呢。
But around the Lord's table.
他们轻看。
They despised.
就像孩子在那儿玩食物一样。
And like children, they play with the food.
不好好的吃。
They don't eat with a good manner.
不带着感恩的态度来吃。
They don't eat with a thankful heart.
就是把这个桌子那个。这么好的生命的饼啊，就弄掉到地上去了。
And they messed up the bread and then scattered on the floor.
所以这妇人就抓住这个机会。
So this woman took the opportunity.
主啊，你的儿女们不要，以色列人不要。
So Lord, your children, which is Israelites, they don't want.
主啊，我要。
But Lord, I want.
主啊，我需要。
I need.
主啊，狗也主人桌上掉下来的碎渣。
Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
她眼睛就这样子仰望这位有恩慈的主。
So her eyes are look upon the merciful God.
虽然以色列人不要。
Even Israelites are denied.
虽然一样在坐在桌子旁边的人不要。
Even people who sit around the table denied.
那主啊，虽然我不配。
But Lord, even not, I'm not worthy.
但主我要。
But Lord, I want.
一点点就够了。
Only a little bit, it's enough.
感谢主，这个妇人她得着。
Praise the Lord, she received.
她得着了，她女儿，她的难处，她的困难就解决了。
She received, her difficulty was released.
但是她所得着的远远超过那个鬼被她女儿从她女儿身上被赶出去。
But what she received is more than the demon was cast out from her daughter.
她乃是得着对主的认识。
But she knows Lord.
她得着对主的倚靠。
She rely on Lord.
她得着了主做那生命的饼。
She received that Lord's the bread is the life of.
不单单解决她的题，解决她的难处。
Not only solved her problem and difficult.
她乃是得着主自己作为她的供应。
But she received Lord as her provision.
作为她的满足。
As her satisfaction.
这是神所要赐给那一切。仰望他的人。
This is what Lord wants to give one to give those who look upon Him.
弟兄姐妹，从前以色列人所弃绝的。
Dear brothers and sisters, what the Israelites denied before.
这个迦南妇人得着了。
This Canaanite woman received.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也这样得着？
Did we receive like this?
而且我们不单是得着主来解决我们的问题和难处。
Not only what we receive is He not only solve our problems.
我们乃是得着这从天上降下的粮。
But we receive the bread of life.
成为我们的生命。
Become our life.
也供应我们的生命。
He supplies our life.
更成为我们的饱足。
And He becomes our satisfaction.
我们能够说主啊，有你。
And we will say, Lord, it is enough.
有首诗歌说，千啊，叙家的井引千井。可能不停。
There's a song. It says the well in Syria, if you drink the water from
thousands wells of the water.
Water.
你引了千井叙家的水呢？你的渴仍然不能停。
The thirsty won't cease.
弟兄姐妹，我们在世界上，我们有许多的，好像有许多的饥渴、渴慕。
We are thirsty for many things.
我们追求这个，追求那样，追求那样。
We pursue this and that.
世人告诉我们，就像我们追求了得着这一千样。
The song says us, even though we receive thousands of them,
同时我们里面仍然不能够得饱足。
But we will not be satisfied within us.
除非今天我们能够得着主自己作为我们的饱足。
Unless we receive Lord become our satisfaction.
今天这个迦南妇人得着了。
Today the Canaan received.
弟兄姐妹，我们是否得着我们的主？
Do we receive our Lord like this?
作为我们的饱足。
As our satisfaction.
作为我们的享受。
As our enjoyment.
你们这是主耶稣对我们的爱。
That's the love of the Lord.
当我们这样来仰望我们的主。
When we look upon the Lord.
我们来认识他默然的爱。
When we know His quiet love.
他默然的爱我们。
He loves us quietly.
他虽然不答应，不立刻答应我们的祷告和祈求。
Even he doesn't answer our prayer immediately.
但他仍然在那里爱着我们。
But he loves us quietly.
当我们迷失的时候，
When we get lost,
他来寻找我们，
he seeks us,
直到找着，
until he found us,
带我们回家，
and he takes us home,
叫我们能够坐在他的饼杯面前，
so we can sit before his table,
能够来享受他，
we can enjoy himself,
能够得着他，
to receive him,
能够因他而饱足，
and we will be content, because of him.
我们也必须要看到我们今天在神面前该站的地位。
We need know our position before God.
我们不是在世界上，在世界上在买东西。
We're not like we are shopping around.
我们挑这个喜欢，听那个喜欢。
We pick the one we like.
我们实在是必须站在一个谦卑的地位上。
But we need humble ourselves.
因为神抵挡骄傲的人。
Because God opposes the proud.
神要赐卑。赐恩给谦卑的人，
But gives grace to the humble.
因为我们都站在一个谦卑的地位上，
Let us to stand in the humble position.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的主，
Look upon the Lord who's the author and the perfecter of our faith.
他在我们身上把那上好的来赐给我们，
And he will give the best to us.
给我们一起祷告，
Let's pray.